Morning, Engelbrecht Manufacturing.
Good morning. Is Gina in?
This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. This is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. You're with who?
The Bank of Cardiff. We actually spoke about, two quarters ago in regards to some equipment financing, working capital. You said nothing, you know, was in the need in the pipeline. You said just follow up kind of towards the end of the year here. So that's what I'm doing, just seeing how business has been, seeing if there's anything we might be able to do to help you guys out.
Yeah, we're not doing anything this year. I'm sure you're hearing that a lot.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, a lot of people have been saying that, especially within the machine shop and manufacturing industry. Is there a specific reason why you guys aren't looking to do anything?
Well, yeah, 90% of our business is in the oil and gas, and as you know,
Yeah, it's taking a hit. Commodity prices have gone down, definitely. You know, a lot of the work is just kind of slowing down too, as well. I've been dealing a lot with machine shops that deal with the oil, you know, like having customers that are in oil and gas as well, out in Ohio actually, and a lot of them are saying the same thing. It's a slowdown, you know, nothing's really doing well, we're trying to cut down, but you know, do you guys ever run into the problem where you guys have like cash flow problems? You know, when we had talked, I kind of mentioned one of our programs kind of fits this type of situation in case you guys need some extra cash on hand.
Right, right. Well, not at this point, but I mean, thank goodness. But I don't know. We'll just have to see down the road.
Right, right. So you guys never have problems with customers who are kind of delaying the pay since the, you know, the industry's kind of, you know, slowed down?
They're pretty consistent.
Oh, that's good. No, yeah.
You know, maybe they moved from 45 to 60, but we're still getting paid, and so we kind of know. And we don't have any problems with, we don't have any real big problems with anybody that has not paid.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Because most of my clients, the reason why I asked a question like that is because one of the programs, the working capital program that I mentioned earlier, it's designed around these types of situations where if, you know, these customers lag on their payments, if they start pushing past the 30, they hit the 60, and sometimes they'll hit the 90. And when they hit that 90, you know, that puts pressure on you guys. It puts a lot of pressure on you guys and your cash flow and how that works and how, you know, you're strapped for cash essentially. So what this program does, it's designed to put money into your guys' accounts, into your bank accounts, so that you have the cash on hand. So you don't have to wait for them to pay so that you guys can pay your employees. You can cover inventory costs. You can use the money for whatever reason while you're waiting to get paid from them. Is that something that you guys could possibly use? Is that a situation that you guys have ever encountered?
No, we've never. I mean, no. I guess we've kind of been fortunate that we've always had the capital, so to
cover that's good. No, that's good. That's good. No, I mean, that's kind of one of the reasons why I just wanted to bring it to your attention, just in case, you know, there was ever a situation. And because it's, you know, it's things that do happen, things that are unpredictable within the markets, especially within the oil and gas industry right now. A lot of the times, this is the choice that most business owners and businesses use because they don't want to deplete their own cash accounts. They want to have that money on hand just in case for emergencies. So they'd rather use somebody else's money to kind of leverage their position, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right, right. So is there something that you guys do, you know, during this slow time? Maybe shift your guys' focus, kind of change things a little bit? Or are you just trying to trudge along through?
Yeah, we would like to diversify, but we're just finding it very difficult.
Is there something you guys would like to get into, like a different type of industry?
Really, any industry.
Just out of oil and gas.
I mean, not necessarily just out of oil and gas, but just diversify so that we're not so dependent.
Right. How many, what percentage of your customers are oil and gas?
Probably 80% of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a large number. Are you guys, do you guys have any industries that you would like to, you know, jump in? Are you guys looking at aerospace maybe?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to do aerospace or, you know, medical, whatever we could, you know.
Right, like creating medical devices, things like that, kind of the components that go into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, have you guys looked into it, or is that kind of just an option you guys have just kind of been kicking around?
Well, yeah, we've looked into it. We tried to use some of the services to, even in government,
mm-hmm.
but it's so competitive.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, that's the, you know, one of the things that happens within this market. Once it starts getting saturated, you know, once people start diversifying, the customers themselves, because they have more options to go to, it gets a little harder on your end to kind of convince them to come to you guys.
Right, right.
I mean, I had a customer about a month ago who actually was doing the same type of thing that you were doing. They were looking at diversifying their portfolio or their customer base, and he had to cut a lot of his requirements in terms of, like, he needed to get everything in for a certain time frame when he usually does net 45 for his jobs. These guys were asking for like net 20s, and he was just like, oh my God, they're very demanding. They, you know, it's a very competitive base, but he had to do it, and he had to cut back on a lot of other things just to reach this one order. So, you know, you gotta make sure that when you're looking for the right customers, they're the right customers, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. That's,
yeah. So when you guys are looking to kind of do this, is there a time of the year where you guys are looking to maybe, you know, switch the field a little bit? Like maybe towards the end of the year? Or is there a time when you guys are kind of just going to pull the trigger and pull in a few customers?
You know, the problem is finding them. Getting in the door. That's, I mean, it's not that we're waiting for anything in particular. It's just finding them and then trying to get in the door.
I gotcha. You know, yeah, so.
And everybody, you know, when oil and gas was so, you know, busy, everybody's, you know, doing their thing and they're busy and that, you know, but now everybody's like, everybody's looking for the same business.
Right. So how do you guys then seek out new business? Well, what's your plan? Do you have a strategy to kind of dive into that?
Well, we've kicked around the idea of hiring an outside salesperson. We've never had one before. And, but, you know, we're not sure how that looks. You know, is it all 100% commission? Is it salary and commission? How long do they get commission? You know, all those things. So, you know, we're still trying to figure out the logistics of that.
Right, right. So, I mean, with that type of situation, I can only imagine you guys would want what's best for the company. And if it kind of comes down to that, then it might come down to that. But you guys do have, like, your own internal sales team, correct?
We do for quoting.
Oh.
But we don't have anybody for outside sales.
Right, soliciting business.
Right.
We've never,
I mean, I've been here 10 years and we've never had an outside sales guy. And they never had one before them. I mean, we've always had, you know, enough business to, you know, to keep us busy. There was always enough. I mean, we had a backlog. We always had a backlog. And now it's like our backlog is 4 weeks when we're used to having, 12 weeks, 3 months worth of backlog.
Right. I mean,
so
I think
no need for, there was never a need for a salesperson.
Right. And you know, with everything that's happening right now, with what's happened in the last 2 years, at least in terms of the industry as a whole, oil and gas and manufacturing and machine shops, things of that nature, it kind of seems that the slowdown has affected everybody, and people have had to kind of change their focus, you know. And I see that when you guys are looking to diversify, at least. But I mean, you also have to, you know, keep busy with what you've got, right?
Right,
so
exactly.
I mean, a lot of the times, if that means shifting to doing something along these lines, kind of breaking the boundaries of normalness, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of venturing out into the uncharted territories, it could be a good thing. Who knows? It could lead to, yeah. you know, an increase in sales and an increase in business. So it could be worth a shot. But I mean, you guys, you know, have to like probably sit down, kind of discuss the pros and cons that come with hiring somebody from the outside. Because that also means, you know, it's not somebody who might be familiar with your guys' merchandise and your you know, ways that you work, et cetera.
Right. Exactly. So we're just trying to, you know, see where, figure it out, see where we are.
Okay. Well, no, I you know, I really appreciate the time that you give me and kind of giving me the update where you guys stand, what's going on, and, you know, it was good to kind of catch up with you, see how business has been. I still have here on my end that your email is just j.gadd@engelbreckmfg.com. Is that still the correct one?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I'll do. You know, if anything does come up, I'll just reshoot an email at you with my contact information. You can kind of store me in a file over there. And I can kind of follow up towards the end of the year, more along the December lines, kind of catch back up, see what's going on, see if you guys might need something on our end, kind of see if we can probably help you guys out too.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
All right, perfect. Appreciate the help, Gina. You know, it was good catching up with you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you take care.
Bye.
Bye now.